You're supposed to learn in the sukkah all the days of sukkahs. Ukshamevin umedaktiv gemasha yikra, but a yomod that if you really want to be able to focus more, so then yachol lomod chutz l'sukkah kedei she'dadatim yushevus alav. If it just so happens that your learning is better outside of the sukkah, so then you can learn in the outside of the sukkah. If there's a tircha, let's say, to bring your svarim out to the sukkah or something like that, or just your mind is more focused when you're indoors than when you're outdoors in the sukkah, so then he says, that's fine. The Mechaber says you'd be able to learn outside the sukkah if you want. Siv hey, yardu gesha. Before we get to that, so the Mechaber continues, ha-mispal, ratz-mispal, b'sukkah, o-chutz sukkah. If you're davening, so then you can daven in the sukkah or outside of the sukkah, because just like during the year, you don't always daven in your house. You'll go to the shul to get a minyan. So too, if you have a minyan in the shul, you shouldn't daven in your sukkah. But here's where the Mishnah Berurah adds his famous chiddush, havdalah ma'abdil basukkah. Since the whole year you make havdalah in your house, so during sukkahs, you should make havdalah in the sukkah. And this is a big chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. And it has become accepted by most people that we actually do make havdalah in the sukkah. But then should you make a leishe basukkah when you're drinking that wine? So the Luach Eretz Yisrael says that you should make a leishe basukkah, and you should make it after the bracha of havdalah before drinking the cup. So you say your bori pri agafen and all your other brachas, then you say hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol, and then you say leishe basukkah, and you drink the wine. And even though earlier we said that wine really isn't mechayev a leishe basukkah, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains that since a person never makes havdalah in the marketplace, rather they make it in their home, so havdalah makes the drinking of the wine into a kavua thing, just like eating a meal. And therefore, it's not considered a hefsek, and therefore you'd be able to make a leishev on it. However, there are some who say that you should actually make the leishev at the beginning of the havdalah, right after the borer pir gafen. So obviously, once you consult the posek on how to act regarding this havdalah, but it appears that the minhag olam now is to make havdalah in the sukkah, even though in years past, before the Mishnah Berurah, that wasn't actually the minhag. So we see that you're supposed to learn in the sukkah if you can. So are you really supposed to make your sukkah into your real home, which would require you to, let's say, bring in an air conditioner, bring in a heater, or something like that? So the posek can discuss whether there's an obligation to bring in a heater, bring in an air conditioner, or something like that. And most of the posek can say that you don't really necessarily need to, because the walls of the sukkah don't need to touch a schach. Clearly, it's not really a diras kev, it's not really like your home. So then you don't need to be so concerned in terms of that. But if it's something so simple, so Rav Osner says that if it's simple to bring an air conditioner in or bring a heater in, so then you should do so, if possible, because it's going to make things more comfortable. If there's no tirich involved, then you should do so. Siv hei, yardu gesham, if it rains, hareza nichlas asoch habayis. You should go into the house. Emesai muntar lefanos, when are you allowed to leave? Misha yerdu lesoch asoch atipol, shem yiplu soch atapshali, yipasel afilu tapshu shopol. If there's enough rain dripping into the sukkah, then it's going to make the food spoil that you're not going to eat the food. Rafilu ain't tapshu lefanos, even if food's not in front of you. So you're not eating right now, but you know if there was food in front of you, then it would spoil from this rain. So then you're putter from the sukkah and you're allowed to go inside. Misha ain't a baki bezeh ashir, if you're not sure if it's really considered enough rain or not. So then think about it. If you were in your home, would you leave because of all this rain? If so, then you're allowed to go inside. And just as you're allowed to go inside for rain, you're allowed to go inside if there's a lot of bugs, anything that is bothering you that you're not able to function normally, just like if it was rain, so then you're allowed to go inside for that also. If the wind is blowing and leaves are falling into the sukkah and it's really bothering you, so if you're an instance for that, then you'd be allowed to go in for that also. Some people try and stick it out as much as they can, but at a certain point, if it's raining so much, you will be called a head yot, because you're called a pater minadavar veoso nikra head yot. So, follow the halacha, and if it's raining into the food that you really can't eat it, so you don't need to sit with an